You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the mindsets of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm really excited for today's guest. He's in this health and fitness space. I love health and fitness and just feeling better and everything. But I want to welcome Nicholas Bearley to Making Bank. He's the CEO of the Billion Dollar Body, where they help men reach their ultimate state of health, power, confidence. Nicholas is an international speaker, coach, and was rated top 30 under 30 influencers. He has coached some of the top male CEOs and is passionate about seeing men prosper in health, business, and relationships. He's also a contributor to Influencer and Thrive Global. Nicholas, I want to welcome you to Making Bank.
Dude, thank you so much for the awesome introduction, and I'm so excited to just blow it up today. Tons of information, tons of energy, and I'm excited for people's, again, like you said, mindset shift, where it just changes how they do life forever.
Definitely, man. No, I'm excited to have you on today. I've been watching kind of your whole transformation and growing and bringing the company to fruition and everything, and it's been really exciting to see over the last, I think, a little over a year, just that.
Yeah, a little
total
over
change.
A year now. Yeah, so. it's been such an awesome journey, you know, from just idea, because obviously everything starts in the mind before it ever happens, at least anything great, it seems
right.
like. And so I had this thing in my mind, and I just didn't know how to get it out there, and then finally it was the right timing, and then I'm so glad that I laid down that foundation in the runway for this big plane to kind of land, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. And I know you got a super supportive wife that's like 100% behind you and helping you rock this thing out. So that's
150%, man. It's a really fired up wife. It's cool to like co-labor on something where literally we're both working so hard, and that feeling that it's just as much hers as it is mine.
Sure.
It's really interesting. I'm sure you've had partners in business before. Not everyone is 100% all in all the time.
Right.
So to have two people 100% all in is just, it's amazing to me. We got married at 20 and 18. I was 20, she was 18. And we've just been working on everything together since.
Cool. That's super awesome. I'd like to dive in though. Let's say, you know, a little bit about your background and what really got you on this path of health and everything. And I guess let's kind of start there.
Yeah. So my earliest memory is 2 years old. I still have the pictures of me in the newspaper. I was the youngest kid in the world to ever start racing bicycles. And I always had to start it out at some high point because it gets pretty low fairly quickly. And my parents split up when I was about 5. I got my first motorcycle when I was 4. So 4 years old, I started racing motocross. So imagine just like you have kids. So
yeah.
4 years old.
Most kids aren't even pedaling bikes yet.
No, most weren't. So I'm on a motorcycle at this point. And it's so funny because I was always just put on things and I would always fail a lot. Literally my success from motocross, bicycle all came through how many times did I fall and still get back up, which was such a valuable lesson to me in the long run. My parents split up, like I said, at 5. So my parents were outside of the house. You had the disciplinary dad and then you had the comforter mom. And when they're not in the same household, anytime I got disciplined, I just ran away. So that was just a terrible situation for me. And around 12 years old, I started my first business. And that was lawn care, all that type of stuff in San Diego, because it's pretty much just rains here and then it's sunny. So people get grass and then it dies. My dad always told me, he said, if I just had a weed whacker and a lawnmower, I could always get by. And so I went and did that and we just crushed it at that age. I remember buying motorcycles of my own for cash when I'm like 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. And then right around 13, I decided I want to be a professional motocross racer. That's all I ever wanted to do at that point. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to go get a job. I didn't really think about business being the way that I did things because I was just so set on being number one. I still remember to this day me walking out of my bedroom, following my dad behind him because, you know, I'm like trying to connect with him. And he has a spot on the backyard that he would sit all the time. Like those guys that would always sit on the front porch, he sat in the backyard. And that was our time to have guy time. That's where the women would kind of stay inside and we would have our guy time. And I remember telling him, I said, Dad, I want to be the best. just like a lifeline, because I wrote my first suicide letter when I was 7. Okay, so I had very emotional like ups and downs with family and discipline and all those different things going through my head, not understanding why. So I remember saying I want to die, all these different things. Wrote the letter, my parents found it, and they didn't even have to, they didn't know what to say. Right, so I didn't have the perfect. I wasn't sitting there going, I'm going to be the best in the world, Dad. Are you coming or not? I'm like, Dad, I want to be the best in the world. I want to do this. This is all I want. And he turned around, he looked at me and he said, you'll never be the best. And it crushed me. 3 years, I moved out. 3 years, I didn't go to his house besides on Christmas. He would come and knock on the door and I would sit there and not answer it at my mom's house while I was there. Just had to sit there and just see my dad down at the downstairs looking out the window and not answering the door. And through that time, I ended up losing everything that I ever wanted in my entire life, which was my only goal to become a professional motocross rider. At a 1.8 GPA in high school all throughout after that, I gained 60 pounds, which really was the thing that set me back, because then I was ashamed to go talk to my dad because he was always fit. I was always fit around him, and now I had to go show myself as someone that I wasn't. So now I'm 60 pounds overweight. That pretty much led me into everything that I'm doing now. I'll leave you at the low point and see if we want to pick it back up. But I'm 60 pounds overweight, depressed, no friends, never had a girlfriend all throughout high school, had no job and no future visible for me at all.
Wow. It's, I mean, you know, when you're, I know, just a kid, I mean, I know, like I said, with my kids and everything too, is you just think, man, you know, it's, people are either going to inspire you or limit, you know, what your potential. And when you're a kid, obviously your dad or your parents, you look up to and everything. And, you know, and that's, you know, definitely a crushing blow, and not understanding always how to handle it or how to, you know, utilize that to your benefit when you're that age, you know, is definitely really tough.
And it was one of the best things that ever happened to me now on this side. One thing that I always talk about, and it may not apply to kids as much, even though it still help them in the future, is that pressure never creates weakness. It only exposes it. I have pipes in my house right now. If one were to break and water started spraying down on me right now, please don't happen. If it were to have happened, it would only burst at the weakest point. The pipe is made to maintain pressure. And when the pressure goes up, it just only exposes the weakest point of the pipe that was already there. It didn't create a weakness. It just exposed what was already there. So really for me, it was that feeling of me not thinking I was enough. I couldn't do it. And when he said that, it just reaffirmed it in me. And that pressure just exposed that weakness inside me. And then it set me on a really bad trail. The best part though, is that I didn't stay there forever, and a lot of people would wait till they're 30, but I feel that I'm put on this earth for a reason. I'm not just here to float around and kind of do whatever I want and lounge by the pool and be a typical millennial. So one kid at my school came to school and he brought a bag of fruit. And this is how easy transforming kids that are in – I was 17 years old in high school. And this is how easy it can be, and this is why we our company gives back to youth, is because he pulls out a bag of fruit and he tells me, my trainer put me on a meal plan so that I can weigh in at the correct weight because I have a boxing match. And I said, my whole life's changed forever. I never had seen someone with a plan to get a result, especially based on performance. I didn't tie performance and health together, and I didn't ever see a plan to actually get there. I went home. I told my mom to buy me those things, never talked to the kid again, lost 53 pounds in 6 months, and that health process reawakened inside of me my entire destiny and purpose. So that I all of a sudden got confidence, and then I went and talked to my dad again. I all of a sudden got confidence and started getting friends again and getting out of the house, picking up sports. I started getting this self-belief, and it was all coming with – the investment in my health, and then all, and then the business, everything came out of that one thing, that one change. And that's why we believe health is the number one thing. Richard Branson says, you want to be more successful? Go get healthier.
Yep. Right. For sure. What, so along the way here, and now, you know, you're kind of making that transformation. What are some, you know, did you have any role models that you aspired, you know, or did you, you know, who'd you look to really help drive and gather that knowledge from and everything?
Yeah, so I always looked up to sports athletes, so surfers, motocross riders, people like that. I always would watch the stories of the greats, always. But that was my only real mentorship besides my family and my parents. And I think that's a problem right now in the high school years, is that they usually are just surrounded by people their age. And it's weird for older people to surround themselves with high schoolers. And it's also weird, I'm sure for your kids as well, if you saw them hanging out with a 35-year-old, you would say, hey, what's going on?
Right.
You know, why are you hanging out with my kids? So it's this weird gap that mentorship can't come until the people leave the house. And I get that the parents should be mentors as well, but most of them are gone. So for me, I've always been blessed with mentors since I was 18. But before that, I really didn't have that role model. I did it all on my own. And so I starved myself to lose 53 pounds. I would eat spinach plain. I would allow myself one crouton back then. And then just eat it plain with my hands, nothing on it, no meat, no nothing, because I had no clue. My mom didn't cook. She didn't shop. She didn't cook for me. She didn't prepare. I ate minimal cereal, starved myself all the way down with no mentorship. And so I actually at one point realized, if this is such a fuel to my success at 19 years old, I'm like, I'm going to go give everything I got to submit to a mentor in nutrition and exercise. And that's what really gave me that fast track of success, of knowledge, to be able to think, wow, if I'm able to do this and I've helped other people do it, I'm going to go create a business out of it.
Right. And so, I mean, because I know you, when did you guys launch then the Billion Dollar Body? It's been in the last, 6 months, I think?
Yeah. So we rebranded. So really, Amanda and I, at 2018, we get married. And so at 17, I lose 53 pounds. At 18, my whole life's transformed forever. 19 years old, I'm basically just met Amanda and we're dating at this point. We both go to the same school. At this school, I hire the trainer. So I got a personal trainer. I got a nutritionist, mindset. I mean, he helped cook the majority of my meals with me that year. I just had no clue how to do anything. It was the best thing I ever did because it also infected Amanda. And then I started helping her. She lost 20 pounds. So she felt more confident. She had already spoken to over 10,000 people before 18 years old at that point, from stage. So she was confident, but we went on a boat ride together. And the pressure of the boat ride in the bikini exposed a weakness inside of her that she just thought, I cannot live like this. Because the girl who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, that really famous book with she was on Oprah's stage, she said, The audience has enough insecurities. Your audience out there already has enough problems. They don't need to feel yours when you're on stage. They don't need to feel yours when you're sitting there trying to help them. That's not what they need at that time. They need confidence. They need you to be in your full self. So she loses 20 pounds and we get married. And I decided at that moment, dude, I cannot go my whole life. Never had a job up to this point. I'm not going to live my life away from my wife. I just got married to her. Like, I want to spend time with her. And I thought, what's the chances that we're going to make bank, right? Make bank.
That's right.
Apart from each other at a job. No chance. And I'm very good at deciding, figuring out all the options. What are the options in life? What are the things I don't want to do? And so that X is out about 498 out of the 500. And then I got two left. And I go, okay, out of these two, which one am I good at? And then I executed on that. And that's when we started our first health company. And it was, and then we rebranded over time. We first, about 3 years ago, we rebranded to just working with entrepreneurs. Because I said, who do I want to connect with? Who are the people? And really, it was selfish. I was thinking, I want to talk to people like you. I'm like, this guy's just so awesome. How cool would it be to be around the people that you're inspired by and be helping them at the same time? And then we rebranded the Billion Dollar Body and only worked with men, specialized in men's health, men's hormones, from here all the way to Australia, all English speaking countries for the most part, besides India. And it's just been an awesome journey to help these men go through that same process I did. They're already doing something though. That's the difference between me and these other men out there. A lot of our clients, they already have a business. So for me, I had nothing, and that propelled me into everything that I'm doing. Now I'm expecting that same million-fold, million-times increase for them when they invest in their health and then apply that and let that transform their business and their relationship as well.
Cool. No, that's really awesome. I know we were talking a little bit before the show. What is your daily, habits or routines that you've set up for yourself that keep you on track, that lead you to success. And I think part of that too is I was talking to Naveen James. He's a billionaire, and he said, hey,
he's a billionaire.
Yeah, it's not just the habits that you do, but it's the mindset, the process.
Absolutely.
So I guess maybe explain a little bit of that and how you what that leads you down that path.
Yeah, so I always look at what's the thing that is going to knock over the most dominoes, you know, like that one not domino is going to knock over the rest. And for me, there's lots of fit people out there. And this is why we don't under, it's not a direct correlation for entrepreneurs. There's many fit people that are so unsuccessful. They have a crappy mindset. They really don't eat that well, but they work out really hard. And there's but there's never someone who truly has a fully clear, pure mindset that isn't fit. So what do I work on then? The mindset, because truly, if I have value for myself, I will go invest in myself. So first off is changing that mindset on the top priorities for men, which just to shorten it, I've personally worked with 600 men, so one-on-one coaching over the last 4.5 years. And we always break it down to the top priorities being them, their health, and their spiritual, physically, mentally, everything. Health first for them. Second is relationship, because wife has got to come before business. Sorry, it's just the way that it goes. It's just tough to say. The reason you're in business is because you want to be able to provide for the family. So making them a priority doesn't mean making it more time. It's just making sure that they're more important. And then business or impact, whether it be nonprofit, whatever they do for their impact. And so with all three of those, you know, it's figuring out which one's going to affect them the most. And long story short, business and relationships all require two people, all of them, right? You always, and someone can always screw you over on both sides. And the number one priority always dictates how we feel when we're doing the other priorities. So if health is your number one and no one can stop you from breathing, drinking, sleeping, eating, exercise, no one can stop you from doing it. And 4 out of 5 of those, you already do every single day, even if you're unhealthy.
That's so true.
If that dictates the way you feel for the rest of your day and that causes success and to lead you into momentum, no one can take that away from you because no one can stop you from doing it. The problem is most people can commit to others, but they can't commit to themselves. If I say, hey, we're going to do this podcast, right, at 9:15 a.m., I showed up and most people would show up because of you. They don't want to let you down. But if they tell themselves they're going to work out at 9:15 a.m., they don't show up. So the worst person you can let down, so this is one thing I practice is committing to myself. Worst person you can let down is yourself, not someone else. Because once you do it to yourself, then you have no discipline to be able to keep executing in the other areas. So I let it be the building block. So I focus on my health as number one. My wife is number two in my priorities. And then my business is number three. And they all have categories of importance as well. Breathing is number one for health. Most people say it's nutrition and exercise. Okay, great. But you don't breathe for 3 minutes and you die. Okay, 4 minutes, 5 minutes if you're like the awesome guys out there. You're dead. So life shows you what is the most important thing. And it's breath and hydration. And imagine breath and hydration giving you momentum and then you're excited to eat well and exercise. But if it's the other way and exercise is the most important and you're saying all the most successful CEOs work out in the morning, so I'm going to do that. That's awesome, but don't let it be the number one priority of your health, because that'll get you, if you don't work out, you won't eat healthy and you won't hydrate because you won't care. But if you wake up and your number one priority is I'm going to make sure I do my 3 minute breathing technique and I'm going to make sure I hydrate with 30 ounces of water right when I wake up and 8 ounces of water every single hour that I'm awake, all of a sudden you're like, I'm badass. I can do this. And then you're like, I'm going to go work out. You know what? I'm going to go do this thing. So really it's each priority has top priorities as well. And as long as those are aligned, I found that it's almost harder to run away from success than it is to get it.
No, and I think that's awesome because like you said, a lot of times most people say it's nutrition, it's the working out and everything. No, I mean, radically just, I mean, changing your breathing and making sure. And even for me, I mean, I get into times that I'm doing stuff and like, man, I'm not like breathing like I normally do or making sure. And, you know, as soon as you just take that couple minutes and do that, it's totally, I mean, you can feel the difference immediately, which is really awesome. And then definitely hydration, that I've always been a big proponent of, is staying hydrated and drinking as much water and everything that to keep me hydrated throughout the day for sure. So, but that's really cool to hear that that's how you lead off and that's how you start your habits as well as working with the people that you work with.
Yeah, it changes everything inside of them because, again, breath, It just like alcohol and coffee, if you have alcohol, a lot of it, you feel the results right away. Working out, you can get sore, but you're not going to see the results right away.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
It's always that couple week delay. Or
yeah. If you're thinking, oh man, I'm going to go work out so I can be shredded tomorrow, it's not going to work. But with breath, because it affects you right away negatively, it also can affect you right away positively. A lot of guys out there are trying to take nootropics, which I totally think are awesome. But here's the number one nootropic out there is breathing and hydrating correctly and getting enough sleep. The number one thing, I have clients right now that get 2 hours, right? I mean, you could call every one of my clients and they at least get 1 to 2 hours of productivity every single day of energy and mental clarity. And some of that's not even trackable, but they at least get 2 hours of actual productivity, meaning they can work on the hard stuff, not scroll through Facebook, not just sit there and flounder through meetings, but they can actually work. And 2 hours every single day ends up being 48-hour workdays per year. So 408-hour workdays in 10 years over their old self. So if you're just 3% dehydrated, it decreases your brain and physical performance by 5 to 10%. And just 3 out of 4 people right now are at least 3% dehydrated. So if you want to be the top 25% and operating out of more of your brain, more of your potential, more energy, then all you have to do is hydrate and then breathe correctly. If you're choking for oxygen, your body can't give it out freely. So your body is built to survive, but we need to take it to a place where it can use more than enough to make your body do something amazing. So if you're eating 400 calories a day, everyone knows that you're not going to gain tons of muscle. It's just you're not going to do it because your body needs more than enough. It can stay alive on 1 cup of water. It can stay alive on shallow breathing, and it can stay alive on 400 calories a day, but you're just not going to become a top athlete. So you look at that in the physical and you say, wow, if my body doesn't have enough oxygen, then it's just giving it to my vital organs and it's cutting it off from my brain function, because you could just be in a coma and stay alive. So now it's cutting off your brain function, your hydration. 90%, 99% of your blood is water, 70% of your brain, 60% of your body. And then if you don't have enough to ration out, your body starts going, oh, I'll just use a little bit for my vital organs. And then you're walking around like a zombie compared to what you could be at if your body was using that water for brain function, for body function, for energy. So literally before the nootropic, hydrate, breath, those two things, it switches everything. And I work with some of the top speakers that travel 3 weeks out of the month. Hydration was the number one thing that transformed their energy levels, speaking on stage for 8 to 12 hours at a time.
Sure. No, that's amazing. What are three of the biggest challenges when you start working with somebody that you encounter?
Yeah, a lot of times it's they've learned what to do before, and because of that, they think they have a clue on what to do, right? They've done programs in the past, and because of that, they think they can just go back and do it again, because last time they lost weight, last time they got a result. But when we switch the mindset, again, mindset is everything. If you lose 20 pounds, it's kind of like you made $100,000, and then if you gain it back, it's like you lost it all. Now you just have the pride of making $100,000, but none of the result, and it's keeping people from being able to go learn again, learn something new. They think they can do it all on their own again, but each time they lose it, so they're not able to keep it. So that's one challenge. The second challenge is the value of your body. There's a really good quote, and hopefully I can get it right because I just heard it yesterday. It's that without human investment, there is no human appreciation. And one thing is that when we have no value for something, we never treat it or appreciate it. And the majority of the time, the men come in with this mentality that they even invest more in their $30,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 car than they invest in themselves. And we always switch the mindset of, imagine I gave you, my friend just sold a $75 million house in Malibu, a house, one house. I have no clue how that, I never knew. So imagine I gave that to you for free when you were born. And then I come back 40 years later and it's just a total crap hole. All the weeds are growing, the whole thing's falling apart, and you never did anything to invest in it or try to upkeep it. I would feel so dishonored, right? I'd feel like, how come you have no value for it? Because he's not paying the $400,000 a month payment on the house or whatever the heck that would be.
Right.
They're not paying the payment. And so because of that, they don't have value. Unfortunately, we were giving the best thing and fortunately the best thing in our entire life. The only reason you can love your kids and wife, the only reason you can play with them, the only reason you're alive, the only thing making your spirit actually do anything is your body. And you're given it for free. And so when we flip that mindset of value for self, billion-dollar body isn't something I create. It's something I help people realize that they already have. And so when they realize it, then they start treating it that way. It's very hard not to invest. Even when I remember when I lost everything, our company was doing $38,000 a month when I was like 21 years old. And then all the way down to I was making like $750. Literally lost everything. Total lazy bum. I still had a car that only took 91 fuel. I never once ever put less than 91 in it because I knew that I had value for the car and it wouldn't run right if I didn't put 91. Even just that fear, I was like, I'm not even going to put 89 in it. I'm not even going to go one step below. I'm sure it would have been fine, but I'm not going to cut corners for my car. And so also the clients aren't going to cut corners for their health. And the third thing is men. The number one reason for failure is seclusion. Men want to become perfect before they can have community. And every time something goes wrong, they go into seclusion until they can fix it, and then they come back to community. And that's the opposite of what's supposed to happen, right? Community is supposed to help you and empower you to be able to see the right way, right? Adolf Hitler probably had a decent vision at the beginning, or else he would have been the biggest lunatic ever. But somehow that got skewed from a lack of accountability and a lack of community to help distinguish and decipher what was the right thing. So I believe right now that the number one way to disempower men is to take them out of that brotherhood and out of community. So a lot of these guys, if they ever they mess up, they try to hide until they can fix it. They don't want to talk until they lose all the weight and they're shredded. They don't want to tell people that they're messed up until they're fixed. The problem is that mindset keeps you from ever hitting your breakthrough. Or it takes a lot longer. So those three things together, we break that in the first freaking call, man, the first time together. And I don't know what it's been that we just had a grace, some type of, because I have to call it a grace because I don't know how it happens, where the mindset shift can happen right there. Because when I was 14 and my dad told me I'd never be the best, the mindset shift happened right there. I said, I aligned with it. And it produced a result. I gained 60 pounds. I was depressed, had a 1.8 GPA, and gave up on everything in life. So equally at 17, 1 second changed my whole life and it produced a result. I lost 53 pounds. I now, you know, top 30 entrepreneur under 30, top 30 influencer as well. And that hot wife, what way better than money and influence, dude? You can pay for money and influence. You can get it somehow. You can't pay for love. You can't pay for happiness. You can't pay for health. And I've had that since the beginning. And that all was from one mindset shift, both of them. So if that can equally happen for me, it can happen for others. Not in a million different sessions, not from going to every event, but it can happen in a second and produce that big of an ROI.
That's awesome. And it's really cool. And refreshing to see that approach and, you know, what you're taking, you know, with that. And like you said, it doesn't have to happen in 20 sessions. It's something that you attack right away and get them, you know, to get that transformation. So,
dude, mentorship as well. Like you had said, 18 years old, every morning, I was able to show up 5 a.m. Tuesday morning, 30 business owners all in San Diego from 5 to 7 a.m. I was 18 years old and I got into this group, changed everything. Still friends to this day. I just saw them yesterday. I've had the same mentor since I was 18 that I've invested in a coaching relationship with. Same guy. It's been such a big piece of my life.
Yeah. What? Real quick, we got a few minutes left. I wanted to touch base real quick on. I know you have a giveaway for like testosterone and the foods and all that good stuff. And we'll get into that in a minute. But tell me, obviously, as we get older, we tend to start to lose that testosterone and everything. Is that kind of one of the biggest things that you see with men as they are aging?
So it's not even aging right now. A lot of it's environment. And before I get there, there's this black-capped chickadee bird. It's a bird. You can Google it, black-capped chickadee. It can hide food in 1,000 different places, 1,500 different places, and remember in a second where everything's at. And so that way none of the loot gets stolen, you know, that everything doesn't get taken in one foul swoop. And they noticed about this bird is that because of the environment and because of the problems it was solving, it regrew a new brain every year, brand new brain every year. So they take it into captivity and they just put it into a cage in a zoo and all that type of stuff, and they're feeding it. And because of that environment, all of a sudden now it only grows back half the brain. So when it comes to environment, that's so big for men, because the testosterone high of today is the low of 100 years ago. I have clients that are in their 20s and 30s that have the testosterone of a 75-year-old. So it's not just age, because there's also 75-year-olds out there that I know that have higher testosterone than an average 25-year-old. So a lot of it's environment, right? There's mental. So this is the ladder, and the free checklist is there for people as well, but it's at thebilliondollarbody.com/checklist. Super simple. And it'll give you exactly what to do. Remember that plan that I had when I was 17? I was like, I know what to do. And then it brought clarity. No BS, not millions of blogs, just one thing. So what happens, though, is that based on that environment, that with the chemicals that people are putting in their body, the foods that they're eating, this is the ladder that you boost testosterone. And it's micronutrients first, minerals and vitamins, macronutrients. Because if you eat tons of carbs, you're going to decrease testosterone. It's just proven. From there, it's actually mindset over supplementation and working out. Because if you're always stressed, that cortisol hormone is going to block that testosterone hormone. So really, a lot of men out there are thinking that after 30, I lose 6 ounces of muscle every year. That's the average. After 30, then my testosterone declines. Once I hit 60 or once I hit 45, then I have to take synthetics or get injections or steroid or whatever. And these are all things that we partner with. And that's why the belief is so big. And when you accept it and partner with it, it becomes a piece of who you are. They say, I am low on testosterone. I am this. And you only want to associate I ams with things that are infinitive. I am good. I am love. I am excited, whatever, right? So the point is that that belief in partnership has caused male testosterone to go down. But the easiest thing is that it can switch in a second, because you can. There's tons of clients that are 68 years old that can boost their testosterone to being that of our high-performing 25, 30-year-olds. So there is a slight decline, sure, with age, but a lot of it is what do you want? What do you want to accept? And then how are you investing in your body from there? So the checklist will be everything that you want to look for. And then at the bottom, the foods that they can eat over 15 days to get in a habit of what boosts testosterone and what doesn't, because there's lots of foods that actually increase estrogen out there. And the last thing real quick is they dumped chemicals into a lake. This was like 8 years ago on the news. They can Google fish in lake or whatever on YouTube, and they dumped the chemicals into this lake, and the estrogenic properties from all the chemicals made all the fish in the lake all female fish, 100% of them. And we wonder why we have this masculinity problem of hey guys, like, it's just so great to be on this podcast today. Like, we're wondering why, and it's because it's physically changing our hormones. And the more we can change that, we're not going to end up like that bird with half a brain, because if you don't use it, you totally lose it. And so it affects your kids, it affects the next generation.
Yeah, no, I think, like you said, I think environment is a huge part of it. I mean, just I'm 44. So. But you know, just even for myself, is just, you know, from a health perspective, and you know, making sure eating the right foods and, you know, clean as possible and stuff, and you know, and then the working out on top of it and everything too, definitely plays a huge effect. But I mean, I think stuff that I did back probably when I was 20, and so, but no, that's awesome. So I appreciate the checklist. So you said go to the billiondollarbody.com/checklist.
Yep. Simple. Thebilliondollarbody.com/checklist. Everything will be there for them. The meal plan's up for free right now for everyone. So it was up for $110 at one point. And so now it's just like, I want you guys to all put it into action. And then everything that's good has to produce fruit and results. And if it doesn't, email me, because you'll be the first one. It'll be a phenomenon.
Well, cool. Well, no, I really, really appreciate you coming on Making Bank today. and tons of good information. We'll definitely have you back and like to dive in deeper on even more levels of health and fitness and everything too to share with our audience and all that. So it'll be fun, and maybe we'll try to do it next time I'm out in California or something for sure.
Heck yeah, man. We'll dive in deep on the subjects and get these guys making bank. I'm telling you, it's impossible to be truly healthy and not make bank and have great relationships. It's just a byproduct.
Definitely. No, for sure. I know I always feel a million times better when, or a billion times better when I work out and eat healthy and, you know, fast and all the different kinds of things that play a role in good health. So, Nicholas, again, thank you for coming on Making Bank. It was an honor to have you on the show today, and, you know, look forward to connecting with you in the future. And guys, get out, check out thebilliondollarbody.com, see what Nicholas is doing. And, you know, change your health, change your life, change your business. So
absolutely, man. I appreciate it. If anyone wants to email me at nicholas@thebilliondollarbody.com, totally answer any questions, clarifying questions. I just love to know where they came from, that they're your audience. And I just all serve them as best we can.
Cool, man. Well, thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.